Welcome to episode 2 of the Hill Counseling Podcast. I've been recently thinking about maybe giving this podcast a name, but for right now we'll stick with just the Hill Counseling Podcast. And today I thought I would talk about spying on cheating spouses and today's use of technology. This past Thursday, I was interviewed by the local news station on the state of marriage, and one of the things that I talked about with the reporter was the way people are using technology today in their relationships, and in particular in dealing with a spouse who is not gaining trust, who's been cheating in the relationship, who's had affairs, and these things. Unfortunately, it didn't make it into the newscast, but I thought I'd go ahead and talk about it in a little more detail on the podcast. This has been an issue that seems to be pretty common in my practice, and technology is really changing the way that spouses are dealing with cheating in affairs or assumptions of affairs in relationships. You know, before it was noticing lipstick on a collar and then going and hiring a private detective. And today, people can track spouses on their own in a lot of ways. And this is a common conversation that I'm having with a lot of clients, a lot of people who are coming in for couples counseling. You know, the way the technology is working today, we can track our spouses through the GPS systems in our phones. We can check their emails and read their text messages, and social networking sites like Facebook are allowing people to reignite old flames, old relationships from the past. And these things create distrust and jealousy. And the problem is that none of this technology is actually helping the relationships to become closer, more secure, or trustworthy. You know, these types of behaviors, I think, are fine if the intent is a divorce and somebody is trying to information gather in order to help themselves, and I could see a justification for that. But if your plan is to try to help a relationship, if your plan is to keep a relationship maintained and going and in the long term make it a healthy one, the use of technology like this isn't going to get you there, mostly because it doesn't really solve the problem. It answers some of the questions that you have about a relationship, but it doesn't solve the problem in the relationship. And the main problem is the level of anxiety that we feel about our relationship and our trust that it will continue well. And so and something that I tell my clients that they need to stop doing, for example, is checking text messages on their spouse's phones. And you know, people feel justified in doing this behavior because of past behavior from their spouse or their significant other. But the problem is that this type of behavior doesn't actually build the relationship. It might give you some answers, but it doesn't help the problem. And so what people think that they do when they check text messages or emails or something like this is they think that they will get anxiety reduction. They think that if I look at this person's information, then I'm going to feel better because I will finally have answers for myself. Now, let me tell you what happens in reality. The person goes in to check the text messages and they see something there and their anxiety goes up. It doesn't actually go away. They feel angrier. They feel less trust. They feel more hurt. Or a person goes in and they see something that could be an issue, meaning it's not exactly an issue for the relationship, but it could be something, and their anxiety goes up. Because now they have more questions, they're unsure about what's going on, they have no more information than they had going in. And the last one is, you go in to check, and you see nothing, and the problem is your anxiety still goes up. How can that be? I didn't see anything, but my anxiety is still high. And the reason is that you start telling your things like, yourself things like, well, I just didn't catch them this time. I'll try it again later. Or they know that I'm on to them, and so they're hiding this from me. And so the one thing that you do it for, which is anxiety reduction, is never going to happen because you're not solving the problem. The information isn't giving you any solutions. Instead, what's happening is you're going in and you're getting anxiety increase. So we think we'll get anxiety reduction from these activities, but it never happens. You know, catching someone cheating on you doesn't mean that they will stay in the relationship, right? The hope is that if I find out all this information and I catch this liar and cheater, then they're going to stay in a relationship with me and they'll feel sorry about what they did and then everything will be happy. But checking isn't doing anything. In fact, if anything, it's continuing to separate you from the person you're in the relationship with. It's continuing to tear it apart and tear down trust. Now, the irony in all this is that we're more likely to find out about indiscretions in the relationship. We're more likely to find out if cheating's going on if we leave it alone. And I know this seems counterintuitive. It's like, wait a minute, you're telling me to back off from my spouse or my boyfriend or girlfriend, you're telling me I'm supposed to back off in order to find out if they're cheating on me? And the answer is yes. Because in reality, what happens is if that's what they're doing, they're going to get lazy. And they're actually going to be more likely to show you, or you're more likely to find out because they're not going undercover with it. They're not hiding their behavior. See, the more you go after the information, the more likely they're going to try to hide it. And the thing is doing that behavior doesn't reduce the actual cheating. In fact, now there's even more distrust in the relationship, so the person is more likely to go after it. You know, you catching someone cheating on you, you catching someone having an affair on you, isn't going to bring that person back to you. They're not going to, you know, suddenly find salvation and say, oh, it was a huge mistake and I'm sorry and it'll never happen again. They can say those things sometimes, but that doesn't mean that their actual relationship is built because you're not tackling the problem. The problem is the distrust in the relationship. The problem is the feelings of anxiety. Just simply checking is the problem. If you have to check, you already have a problem. It's not the information you're going to find out there. That's not going to give you any relief. And so this is what technology is doing to relationships now. It's allowing for these things. And so, you know, I'm going to kind of end the podcast at this point because I guess I'm just trying to keep these podcasts short, but simple ideas that people can kind of grab onto and then use it and move on with. But there is a level of acceptance needed in all of this. There's a point at which you have to realize that you don't have all of the control that you want. You can't physically or psychologically control the relationship by, you know, feeling like you got one up on your spouse or the person you're in the relationship with, because that doesn't build a healthy long-term relationship. So anyway, this is the end of the podcast. I hope you all enjoyed the second one. I'm going to try and continue to do small podcasts like this about once a week, and I hope you all enjoy it. And in the meantime, you all take care.